Wait, wait, baby, stop. Let's stop. Why did I stop? 'Cause, baby, look at me. You know we have a safe word for a reason, right? If things start to feel like too much, you know you can always... That's not it? God. Okay. Let's talk. What's going on? Babe, you know I would never, ever make you do something you're uncomfortable with, right? No, it's not about what I want or what I wanted or whatever. Baby, I hope that you know that we do this because it's fun, it's intimate, it's a way to feel closer to you. I don't just do this with you because I want to get my rocks off. I mean, that's great, but I can't be the only one feeling good. This isn't about me, it's about us. You shouldn't feel like you have to force yourself or give up your emotional integrity because of what? A kink? Hey, look at me. I love you. I love you more than anything on this earth. I love you so much it makes me sick. And that isn't just for your body or what you can do for me. Loving you is about consideration. It's about adjusting the things I want, the things I think of, the things I want to do with your wants and needs in mind. It's about compromise and compassion constantly. So much that I don't even think I'm doing it on purpose anymore. Come closer. When I asked you before this to be rough with me, it wasn't a demand. Nothing about sex should ever be. It was a suggestion. This, what we do, is a conversation between two people. Two people who love each other, who should both be at equal parts welcome to agree or disagree or meet in the middle. It should be a conversation that we both should feel free to end or adjust at any moment. So when I suggest something like that, I want you to know that you're safe, that you can be assured that I, someone who loves you, is willing to accept any boundary you put up. Like I said, this should be fun, and it should be about the both of us. And seeing that look on your face when we're doing something like this, it's nightmare fuel, honestly. I know, but you don't have to feel inadequate. I know there's this stigma with guys that you're all sex-crazed, boner-brain meatheads who are always consenting no matter what. That you have to be macho, you have to be forceful, you have to look at sex as some quasi-royal buck that you get to turn in at the end of the day for whatever prize there is for guys who really believe that. And I know that what I said probably didn't help either. But men are allowed to be gentle. You're allowed to be gentle. Hell, you're allowed to just not be into that stuff if you really just don't like it. Come here. Give me a kiss. The only thing that I expect from you when we make love is just for you to be here with me. Enjoy it with me. Be here to hold my hand and kiss me and love the way my body feels against yours. I want you to feel good, and I'm not gonna let anything ruin that. Now, in the spirit of transparency, I would like to say that as fun as this has been, and boy, was it fun, I would crack open a Rottweiler for some hot cocoa and cuddles right now. So, if you would like to follow me into the kitchen, Nice. Come on, baby. Let's get a hot drink in you. I know I've said it a trillion times by now, but I love you so much. I love spending time with you and talking to you, no matter what. Now, I do mean talking in regard of you and me talking, and not the sermon I just put you through with a few gaps in between. But I had to get the point across. I want you to be comfortable and loved and understood. And it wouldn't feel right calling myself a good lover without those 3 points being active at all times. You should never feel wrong about just not being into something. Breaks my heart knowing that you've been holding on to that for so long and I just didn't notice. But hopefully you won't ever have to feel like that again. Especially not with me. How do you feel, baby? In case I didn't ask. Good. It's good to be open about these things when they happen. No matter how awkward it can make everything. Not that this was awkward. I just know it can be hard to bring up in the heat of things. But I'm glad that we both got to talk about it. I'm glad to spend any sort of time with you. Always. And I'm glad that we get to spend our lovely time together over hot cocoa and maybe that show we were watching, if you're interested. Hoorah! Would you like to follow me to the couch? Ow. Okay, so don't drink that yet. Come on, bring it in. You feel so good to lay against. You're so soft, and you still smell really good. Being close to you like this is just amazing. You're amazing. Yes, even if you can't be the raging pro-dom I may have asked you to be earlier, I enjoy you in any form, rather that be roughing me up a bit or loving me kindly. Any version of you is my favorite. None better than the other. As long as it's you, it's perfect. I'm the luckiest woman in the world. You know that? Having someone like you, loving someone like you is like, it's like hitting the jackpot in life. To feel so welcome to talk to you about these things and knowing that no matter what, we both have someone there to listen. I wouldn't give that up for the world, you know? Yeah, I know the same can't be said for whoever you had before us, hence the term exes, but holy shit did she miss out, huh? I mean, come on, a beautiful man like you, so wonderful inside and out, and you passed that up because of a difference in kinks? God, what a loser. Wait, is that mean? Oh. Well, I'm not taking it back. You deserve someone who loves you in every form, in consideration to any boundary you put up, any differences we may have, every conversation that's guaranteed after the fact. Because regardless of what I or what anybody may want from you, you and your feelings are valid. And you are lovable. And you are loved. Because I love you so much. You know that? I love you. You know where neck kissing gets you, right? Yeah, this is... If this is how you assert yourself, then... This is all I need. Keep going.
Thank you.